Football Show, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital.
That is the star of the show today, Addison Carricker, my 7-year-old daughter. Pretty good, I'd say. Pretty good for the intro, right? All right, so today we're going to talk about Nebraska volleyball. And of course, if you followed the show, you know, ever since she was 3 years old, the first time Nebraska played in these first of four straight Final Four, she's been a Nebraska fan. I assume. Are you still a Nebraska fan?
Of course I am.
Volleyball still your favorite sport?
Yes.
You also play what other sports?
Basketball and baseball.
But what's your favorite?
Volleyball.
And what's your lifelong dream?
Volleyball. To play at Nebraska.
Okay, just making sure. And if you watch the show, you know that. Just making sure that it was still the same. It hasn't changed. My lifelong dream was to play a Nebraska football team. That never changed. Her lifelong dream for 4 years later is still to play Nebraska volleyball. We'll see if it changes. But that's why she's with me today. Here are the three reasons why I believe. And because of her, the past 4 years, the four straight years I've gone to the Final Four, I've watched more volleyball during those 4 years because she loves it so much than I have the rest of my life combined. And I've enjoyed talking volleyball about this time of year every single year. Now, here are the three reasons why I believe Nebraska volleyball is going to their fourth consecutive Final Four in a row. And also, we're going to give our way too early predictions for the Final Four this weekend and what's going to happen. You ready to give your prediction? Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The silent answer with the mm-hmm at the end. All right. So here are the three reasons why I believe Nebraska volleyball is going to yet another Final Four. Number one, they have a foundation, a culture. They know who they are as a program. Here are the three things John Cook said to his team. And I saw the pre-match speech, so I know exactly what he said. Here are the three things he said to his team right before they played Oregon in the Elite Eight to go to the Final Four. Number one, he said, trust your training. In other words, we've been repping it all year. We repped it last year, the year before. We've been repping it since the day you got here, and you know exactly what to do because we know who we are as a program. We have a culture and a foundation. We know exactly what we do and how we're going to do it, even in the most intense situations. Number two, play with each other and for each other. It's about the team. It's about each other. It's about what we've built together in this program. Last but not least, a point-by-point mindset. Now, I'm going to talk in a few minutes about their tough schedule, and they had a tough stretch during this season, but they kept taking it point by point by point, and it's worked pretty well for them. Number two, offense puts butts in the seats, but defense still wins games. Now, versus Kentucky as an example, in the Sweet 16, Nebraska held the Wildcats to a 165, which was a season low for Kentucky. That's the 13th time this year Nebraska defensively has held their opponent to a season low. It's about defense. And number three, last but certainly not least, belief. All right, now let me share with you a story from last spring. You remember going to the volleyball practice last spring?
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot of fun?
Oh, yeah.
John Cook let us come in. Did you have fun talking to him afterwards?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she had a lot of fun. She's already on his recruiting. I told her, I'm like, she's coming and she's tall. He started eyeballing her like already, like, all right, what can we work with? Anyways, so I talked with him last spring. And at that point, last spring, to their spring ball, they didn't have a setter. Like, a setter is kind of important. Boom. No one's going to hit the ball if it's not set to him. And he kind of looked at me. I'm like, what are you going to do? And he just kind of looked at me with this sly grin, this confidence, this belief, almost a little bit Tom Osborne-esque. And just, I mean, he gave me an answer, but it was basically, we know exactly what we're going to do. We know exactly what's going to happen. There's a lot of question marks surrounding this team. We don't have everything we need, but we're going to be just fine. It's that belief. Now, if you look at this tough schedule and the tough stretch they had this year, they never wavered in their confidence. The first match of the year, they lost to Florida in four sets. At one point this year, they lost three straight matches. They lost 4 out of 5, and they lost 5 out of 7. Belief, ladies and gentlemen. Here are some of the teams that they played. 2 teams that were ranked in the top 5, 9 teams ranked in the top 10, 15 teams ranked in the top 20. The Big Ten is a ridiculously good volleyball conference, and they played 16 teams ranked overall this year. You want to talk about battle tests. Now, imagine if Nebraska football played that many ranked teams in 1 year. Obviously, their season is different. It's apples to oranges, but you get my point. They had some question marks coming into this season. And that belief never wavered, and look where it's taken them. It's a belief, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I did interview John Cook about this time last year, right before they were taken. I think he was on the bus heading to the plane to go to the Final Four, and he said two things. He was brutally honest. He said, we're probably the least talented team going to the Final Four. We're probably the best team. I was like, wow, those are both bold statements. Least talented, that's something to be said out loud by a coach before he's going to play, but we're also the best. They hadn't won anything there yet. Belief, honesty, I love it. All right, now, if you want to watch the volleyball team, tune in this Thursday, December 13th, 8 p.m. Central Time. They're going to play Illinois. They're 1-1 this year against each other. Number 3 ranked Illinois, 1-1. This is a tiebreaker. The winner moves on to the national title game. 8 p.m. Central Time, ESPN Watch App. I don't work for ESPN, but I'm telling you where to find it. In ESPN2, I believe. And then if they win, they'll play Saturday night, the national championship match, 8 p.m. Central Time. Same spot to watch it. Who you got winning, Nebraska or the Fighting Illini?
Nebraska.
They're going to beat. Obvious. They're going to beat Illinois with the side on S. I'm with you. What about BYU or Stanford?
Stanford.
They're the number one overall seed in this tournament. Good choice. Nebraska or Stanford? Who's the national champion?
Nebraska.
I agree. Go Big Red, and always remember.
Throw the bones. Da na na. Hey. Na 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 na. Oh, Big Red. Throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.